From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. In September, Alachua County kindergarten teacher Susan Bowles refused to give a state reading test. She told the parents of her students it was an act of civil disobedience. Florida requires students are tested every year. Those results help determine which students graduate, ratings for public schools, and teacher pay. Some teachers say they believe that too many tests are bad for students. WLRN State Impact Florida reporter John O'Connor reports educators disagree about the best way for teachers to speak up.
Each year, Miramar High School American Government and Economics teacher David Ross counts the number of days students have to take a standardized test.
In 2012, 2013, I had 67 school days that were lost to testing. This past school year, 2013 to 2014, 77 days.
Ross has taught for more than three decades and is close to retiring. So when he was asked to administer an FCAT retake this year, Ross decided he'd had enough. He wrote an open letter and said no. Quote, "My vehement opposition to the contemporary testing and accountability fixation consequently precludes me from administering this shameful and ignominious assault upon a bona fide and progressive education," end quote.
I'm in the fortunate position that I'm nearing the end of my teaching career, and I felt this was my one opportunity to actually demonstrate that my opposition to standardized testing. I would be so happy that if others could follow suit.
Around the state, students, parents, teachers, superintendents, and school boards are discussing how to voice their opposition to testing. Supporters say Florida schools have improved since pioneering the use of tests. And testing forces schools to pay attention to every student's progress. Ross and Alachua County's Susan Bowles protested in the classroom, but others say civil disobedience, refusing to give the tests, isn't appropriate.
And so what we've said to teachers throughout is that this ultimately is a parents and a student decision.
That's Randy Weingarten, president of the American Federation of Teachers. She says the union needs to help teachers tap their experience to tell parents why the current use of test results is bad for students. Florida's teachers union agrees and says teachers could have their state license revoked for refusing to administer a test. Both unions say they need to get like-minded candidates elected. Students, parents, teachers have a stake in the test results. So do the people and businesses which pay for the schools.
Doesn't the public have a right to ask the question, are students learning?
That's Celine Coggins, CEO of Teach Plus, a nonprofit which researches ways to recruit and retain teachers at high-need schools. Teach Plus has surveyed teachers around the country about testing. Coggins says teachers find some tests useful, but are more likely to give poor ratings.
I worry that policymakers have listened more to testing companies than they have to teachers in terms of what needs to be measured, and they need to listen more to teachers to get this right.
My concern is that sometimes teachers could do things that are really, really harmful and say, well, this is based on my expertise.
That's University of Southern California education professor Morgan Polakoff. He says parents might find standardized test results useful and that people can have different ideas about what's good and bad for students. It would be difficult to run an education system if every teacher decided what was right and wrong in the classroom.
It's not clear to me that one teacher's expertise should supersede the expertise of the folks who crafted the policy or who built the assessment or, you know, the millions of teachers who do administer the assessment.
I think as professionals, we have professional standards that we have to abide by.
That's Amelia Van Name Larson. She's originally from Brazil and has worked as a teacher and school psychologist. And until October, she was an assistant superintendent for Pasco County Schools. Van Name Larson says in that position, she got a new perspective on how much testing influences school district decisions. She slowly soured on Florida schools and decided she had to quit. Her resignation letter says the way Florida uses test results is reckless.
I have two grown children. I wouldn't have put them in public schools today. And that was the final decision-making for me, that if I cannot do something for my own kids, I won't do it.
Since quitting Pasco County Schools, she's set to join an education publishing company.
I do think that we have a moral imperative of standing up as a community.
She thinks she'll be more influential against testing outside the public school system. With State Impact Florida, I'm John O'Connor in Miami.
You can hear State Impact Florida stories every Monday on WLRN. For a timeline of teacher activism, head to the State Impact Florida website. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.